This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Are you a lifelong fan of General Hospital?
Are you a new fan who wants to know more about the history of the show?
Do you enjoy talking about the show with others?
Do you find yourself yelling at the TV?
Is your self-care an hour a day in Port Charles?
If so, we invite you to join hosts
Amanda Kimmel
and Shannon Coach at the place where all the hidden conversations take place and secrets are revealed.
Meet us at Pier 54,
a General Hospital fan podcast.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the General Hospital recap for February 19th through 23rd. I only watched all 5 of them. So I watched like 2.5 Friday night and then the rest of it Saturday morning.
Wow.
So I am light on my notes. I had a crazy week. So talk more about that later in reality check. We got one Port Charles pipeline regarding Cyrus's radio station.
Oh, geez. Okay.
I personally love when our fans nerd out for me and with me. This is from Holly. This is a minor point, but the radio station that Cyrus is broadcasting from is presumably there in Port Charles. Last I checked, New York is east of the Mississippi, meaning the call letters should begin with a W. There are a couple of exceptions to this, notably right there in Pittsburgh. Correct. KDKA, first radio station, is in Pittsburgh. Fact. But they were grandfathered in as they existed prior to the rule coming into effect in the 1920s. Nerdy point, but it bugged me. Thanks, Holly. I looked a little bit more into that because I was like, let's see what those rules exactly are. So for call signs, she is mostly right. The FCC policy covering broadcasting stations limits them to call signs that start with K or a W, with K call signs generally reserved for stations west of the Mississippi, and W limited to stations east of the river. However, amateur stations can receive a call sign starting with all of the letters A, K, N, and W.
Oh.
So I'm kind of thinking that perhaps that was an amateur station.
Okay.
But I still like the pickup on that. But just hearing that, I was like, oh, yeah, I guess that would make sense if it's like an AM radio station. Maybe it's, or if it's, you know, just like a little, whatever it is that he's on. Formerly, prefixes with A's were exclusively assigned to the U.S. Army stations and prefixes beginning with N to the U.S. Navy stations.
Makes sense.
Yep. And then a little fact about KDKA. Where did it go? It is considered by many historians as the first commercially licensed radio station, initially using the temporary assigned special amateur call sign of 8ZZ. It traces its beginnings back to broadcasting of Harding Cox's presidential election results on the evening of November 2nd, 1920.
Wow.
Now, did you think that KDKA was just the U.S.'s first radio station?
I did.
The world's first commercial radio station, KDKA, began broadcasting in Pittsburgh in 1920.
Oh,
it's the world.
God, that's crazy.
I thought it was just the United States.
I just assumed.
But how cool. I didn't know that it was the election results.
That is very cool.
Yeah. It was under the call signs KDKA, Pittsburgh's Westinghouse Electric and Manufacturing Company, transmitted the first scheduled broadcast on November 2nd, 1920. Thanks, Holly. You never know what you're going to learn with us.
Yeah. Shannon just loves to nerd out. So yeah. Thanks for doing that with her.
So we are taking a mini break. This is going to happen with Bobby. We know this because other things are going to pop up like Maxie and Spinelli.
Yay!
So we have to take a mini break from Bobby. Unfortunately, it happened way too near the end of the week, so we didn't get to go back and revisit. However, fandom has a great write-up, so we are going to rediscover Maxie and Spinelli's love story.
I can't wait.
So the rest of you who may have just started watching in the past few years understand why so many of us are so happy for them.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
I'm excited.
Me too.
We'll talk more about that in a minute, though. Okay. Do you have anything?
Nope.
Okay, cool. There wasn't really a lot of activity going on online this week either.
No.
At least not that I saw. So Hulu headlines. On Monday, Jocelyn is determined. Valentine makes an announcement. Tracy feels slighted. Curtis comforts Trina. Stella helps Marshall get answers. On Tuesday, Anna makes a proposal to Cyrus. Jordan is surprised. Portia is rocked by Curtis's admission. Is she though?
Really?
Like, really?
Yeah.
You've had your suspicions. Did that really come as a shock?
Right.
Sunny rebuffs Dante. Valentine counsels Nina. I swear if they have them get back together. Wednesday, Ava and Sunny confront their past. Now, they'd be an interesting pairing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of liking
the spark.
Yes.
Yep.
Nina makes a revelation to Carly and Drew. Trina encourages Jocelyn. Felicia helps Lucy. I don't feel like she intentionally meant to help Lucy.
No.
Spinelli confides in Cody. On Thursday, Sunny and Selena put their heads together. Maxie and Spinelli share a close moment. Carly and Drew are at odds. John thwarts Anna and Dante. Sasha commends Cody. And then on Friday, Sam opens up to Elizabeth. Gregory presses Tracy. Sunny makes a big decision. Christina and Blaze share a romantic evening. And TJ is concerned. Yes, because the baby's going to be born next week.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's just where we are.
First trimester is already over.
I know. They already know the gender.
Yep.
Well, want to. Here, let's just get that one over and done with because quickest pregnancy ever.
Yep.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I did like that Christina caught herself.
Yes.
But I like that Blaze was like, yeah, but here's the deal. Right now, it's your body. So that's exactly. A natural thing to just be like, heck yeah, let's find out.
Right.
You know? Maybe Molly and TJ should be, you know, going over this information with Christina and not springing it on her. Because those are typical things that happen in a pregnancy is, do you want to find out the gender?
Right.
This, that, and the other thing. Why are they not coming up with a game plan ahead of time and saying, hey, should you even happen to find out? We don't want to know.
Exactly. Because sometimes they, the scanny thing, and you're like, whoa, hello.
My son, the doctor said, or the nurse was like, I hope you want to know. I had no idea what I was looking at. I mean, I was just like, oh, she's like, because he just kind of flipped. And I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, sure. Not all of us know how to read ultrasounds.
No, not all of us know how to read ultrasounds. But after you've seen a couple of them.
Well, right. But
like first kid, yeah. But after you've seen a couple of them, if they're sitting the right way, there's no denying what's going on there.
Yeah.
So.
Right. But.
Yeah. Or even just the ultrasound. Tech, like, I feel like they're pretty good at it, but what if she would say, oh, she, you know,
mm-hmm. Right,
didn't realize you didn't know already or something,
right?
I don't know. So it's moving way too fast. And then Molly's like, but can
is
we hear
she actually 14 weeks? Like, is that even close?
They took the pregnancy test, what, 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
So she should be like 2 months.
Right.
So they pushed her ahead a month.
Yeah.
Pushed her ahead 6 weeks.
That's a significant amount of time.
Yeah.
Okay. But then she and Blaze had a romantic evening together.
Yeah, I saw that there was some uproar on the internet about it, and I thought it was done very tastefully. Like, I think they're getting better with their intimate scenes, regardless of same-sex couple or not, that we don't need to see quite so much. Like, you leave
some
stuff to your
imagination. I just fast-forwarded to begin with anyway, just because I was behind.
Oh.
I'm not going to talk about it on Reality Check, but like I had some really difficult stuff going on Friday. So like as I'm like halfway watching this, I passed out at 8:30 on Friday night because I was just emotionally exhausted. But like I knew I had to watch this. So I was kind of
half watching.
Yeah.
Let's just say life's too short. Get your stuff together so that your adult children don't have to take care. Young adult children have to take care of things for you. Thanks. Not me specifically. Well, I'm not a young adult child anymore. But but yeah, that's my little kind PSA is get your stuff together as much as possible. And just never know.
I know that you sometimes fast forward. Like I said, on Valentine's Day, I fast forwarded through lots of
love. This scenes. Has nothing to do with it being Blaze and Christina.
Right.
I have how many times now said, like, I just fast forward through the love scenes because I'm just like, yep.
Right. But I think there was a time where they were like really spending a lot of time on those moments
yeah.
where you were like, okay, like we got the gist of it. Mm-hmm. I felt like, again, in general, I feel like they're doing a very good job of showing some to like get the point, but then leaving the rest to your imagination.
I feel like that's the best way to be done.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's like,
so I'm not going to address, like, I'm not trying to be specific about same sex or not same sex because we don't get into that stuff. I'm just saying in general, I did not think it was done in an inappropriate way. I thought that it was, yeah, they're getting better. Thank you for not showing too much of any kind of couple.
Well, all I could think of, I'm like, that's going to be really awkward when Christina gets bigger. But then good for Blaze, because I mean that has nothing to do with their relationship.
Right.
Like it does.
Right. Blaze even tells her, you know, how she's glowing all the time. So I feel like Blaze is gonna just keep going with that. Like, you're beautiful. You're carrying a baby for someone else.
It's gonna be real weird when that baby kicks them though. Like, tell your niece or nephew to knock it off. Right.
We're trying to snuggle. Quit kicking.
Right.
But I was glad, yeah, that Blaze had the reaction that she had of like, yeah, these are normal feelings. You have all the hormones in your body right now.
Right.
You have this little thing growing inside of you. Of course, you're going to get attached to it. And in the excitement, be like, yeah, I want to know what it is.
Right.
I want to know this. I want to know that. And it would be weird if you didn't. Like, how would you be that unattached?
But so what was TJ and Molly talking about, though, at the hospital? Like, that got weird. Yeah, it did, because you didn't talk about this with her with the expectations of the pregnancy. I was honestly surprised. I meant to say this last week that Molly didn't freak out when she went ice skating.
I know.
I was actually waiting for Molly to be like, you did what?
Right.
Which I feel like that is a normal reaction that especially a first time parent.
Right. That's funny.
And especially
I thought
if somebody else is carrying, ice skating is not easy.
No.
It's not like they went. It's not like we know Christina is an ice skater.
Right, right. Because they said like it was Blaze's first time or something like that. Like the way that I can't remember if it was her first time exactly, but it was like, yeah, we are not professionals at this. And we just went to like goof around on the ice. And I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. That hurts even when you're not pregnant.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I was glad to see that Molly let that go. But I was really surprised that nothing.
Yeah.
She like there wasn't even a look on her face of or her going home to TJ and saying, man, I am so proud of myself because I had this thought and then I had to let it. Because guess what? That is also a normal thing in general.
Right. Right.
Is
right. Even with people that they're not pregnant with your baby. If you see a pregnant person making a decision that you would not make, it is hard to be like, oh, you're having that. Okay.
When I was a bartender, it is not illegal to surf. So like we had to get surf safe. And it was one of the questions was a woman comes in and is like obviously pregnant and orders a glass of wine. What do? You give her the glass of wine.
Oh,
it's not illegal.
I mean, that makes sense, but, obviously.
Okay, a glass of wine might have been a bad one because the Heart Association actually does say a glass of red wine can be, but also consult your doctor. This is not Dr. Shannon.
Right, right. But again,
let's say shots.
If you see her ordering her fifth glass of wine, then maybe
but still,
you bite your tongue.
She
even
asked
though.
For a Ava Jerome martini straight up. You got to give it to him.
Yeah. See, so again, pregnant with not my baby, but it would be hard for me to bite my tongue as I watch you drink that.
Yep.
So yeah, I don't know. I feel like they're trying to make something. I liked the Blaze reassured Christina
really
and put it into
that.
Like normal context, because at the hospital, they were trying to make it like, oh my gosh, Christina's having feelings for this baby she's carrying. Well, I would hope so.
Yeah, it is related to her.
Yeah.
Let's hope she loves it.
Right. So, but anyway. Yeah, that was that.
Where can we go next? Good.
My tummy is just a little rumbly. Oh, I did think it was cute, though, after the appointment that when they realized that they were through the first trimester, that Molly and TJ both were like, wait, that means
yes.
It is safe, most likely, to tell everyone.
That was sweet.
And he's like, can I get on the intercom? And she's like, no, don't do that. That was cute.
That was cute. Yeah, I did like that
excitement. And then, well, you saw Liz say, have a good night to them. And then right after that is whenever Sam came in. And I like that conversation too of like, tell me if this is normal. My teenage boy, I don't know what to do.
Wait a second here, though, where Sam's like, I don't know what to do with a potential problem teen. Honey, you were a con artist.
Right.
You were not
exactly
a little good Catholic schoolgirl, straight A's honor student, valedictorian that never did anything.
I know. I thought that was funny when Liz was like,
broke
her out of it, former wild child. And I'm like, yeah, Liz, you were, but Sam was not.
How many ex-husbands do you have because you wanted their money?
Yeah.
How many different aliases do you have?
Right. And she even said the other day she didn't tell him, but yeah, she was drinking at 14. So, right. But I did like that instead of just grounding him, that she had him do community service. That was a great idea.
I know that we know Jason's coming back in like such a short amount of time. I really wish that we had seen all of this with Danny, though, because I think I like this young man. I think he is doing a great job. At first, when he seemed like really freaked out because he's like, I'm not going to go get my jacket, like all that. It's okay, what did you see? What's going on?
Right.
You know? So then Sam took him to the footbridge and they talked a lot about, and he said about how his friend Wyatt, which that's the little Boy Scout.
Yeah.
His friend Wyatt's dad was overseas because he's military. And so they would always talk about how they missed their dads. And now his dad's back. And he's like, is it weird? Or I feel bad that I'm jealous and I don't want his dad to be back. And Sam's like, that is totally normal.
Yes.
And I feel like that's absolutely, I like seeing this mom Sam.
Yeah. I like seeing mom Sam, but I also like seeing her question it too. Cause it is,
well, that's
hard.
Being a mom.
Like,
we think we're doing it right. And if you're,
I feel like teenage boys, I know I've said on record 1,000 times I'd take 100 boys because I think that they are easier than girls. But I think that I, at least personally, questioned myself more with my son than I do with my daughters, because I don't know what it's like to be a teenage boy. So whenever they're saying things or acting out, there is more of that. Is this normal? I don't know what's going on. I'm not sure what to do.
See, now, so I'm the oldest of four girls. And so I feel like I am more familiar with what to do with girls. However, my daughter's different than I was at her age. But the only thing that she and I have talked about for years as we're trying to figure stuff out as she's going through it. And I'm like, listen, I have been your age. So I have been there. I said, but I've never been a 15-year-old insert name here.
Right.
I'm like, so even if she wasn't autistic, I've still never been a 15-year-old her.
Right. Right.
So, you know, that's just kind of how I've approached it, is because so many parents try to cookie cutter. It's the same for each one. And like Liz said, nope, how I have to parent Cam is how I have to
parent.
Right.
Yeah.
It's different for each one. And it takes you a little while to figure that one out. I mean, I was kind of fortunate where I only have one of each. So it wasn't like I tried to, but.
Well, I think that's the easy thing for the kids to say. You treat me different than so-and-so, or if so-and-so had done this, then they would have this. And I'm like, yeah, but you're not so-and-so. Like, there's different circumstances going on.
You have to punish differently. You have to correct differently. You know, my son hated being in the corner. So guess what his punishment was? The corner. But if he hadn't cared about that, like if it didn't bother him, I wouldn't have put him in the corner.
Right.
I'll never forget. I went to pick him up one time and he came whining out of the corner and I just looked at him and like rolled my finger and he went right back in it.
Oh, nice.
And my mom looked at me and she's like, where'd you get that finger? I'm like, that's what happens when you don't just scream at your kids.
Yeah.
And with my daughter, she didn't. So we're of the age where people still said like, well, why don't you spank your kids? I did, not like obsessively, but it didn't work on either one of them. So I was like, I'm not going to do it if it doesn't work. Like if one little whap on the butt doesn't do anything, I'm not going to do it until it does.
Right.
That's no. He didn't like the corner. Before we knew everything else, it was just very difficult.
Yeah.
To figure out what correct correction was. Still is.
Yeah. It is hard. It is hard. Well, I mean, even with my teenagers, I know Emily will say, Megan doesn't get in trouble the same way that I did. And I'm like, yeah, because your phone was your entire life. So taking your phone from you, like, really made you.
Yep.
Sit. I don't know if it made her sit and think about what she did, but it really made her mad to know that was the punishment.
Yep.
Where Megan doesn't care about her phone.
Right.
It's the car. So why would I take the phone away?
Right. When it doesn't matter. We just took away my daughter's laptop not too long ago. And that she did okay, but you could tell like it was really bothering her at first. And I'm like,
it's supposed to.
you need to accept that this is where we are. and learn from it. And let's.
Right.
So yeah.
Good parenting advice, Liz.
Yay.
And the rest of the week, I really don't care about.
Marshall got good news. He was misdiagnosed. Thank you, Stella, for constantly reminding him that they went off the information they had at the time, and the information has progressed and gotten more articulate.
Yeah.
And it's absolutely horrific that that is his story, but also how many people are still not diagnosed until adulthood with so many things. I mean, schizophrenia typically doesn't present itself until later, like young adulthood.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, there's so many people like autism, we'll just use that one again. Like there's so many adults that are getting diagnosed as adults and they're like, well, we didn't have this diagnosis when I was little. This would have helped so much. So it's also the flip side. You know, there's a lot of adults that weren't diagnosed with things that really could have benefited from help at a younger age. It's just unfortunate that his was, but there still has to be something there that made them think that he was schizophrenic. You know, like there had to have been something.
I don't know.
You don't just label that.
I think back then, and the fact that
he's
a person of
color. I forgot about that. Yeah.
They were just trying to label him anything that would get him to not be their problem anymore.
Yeah. I forgot that he did mention that before.
So,
yeah.
Another sign.
Then that's just messed up.
Right. Sign of the times that hopefully things have gotten better. That we don't do that anymore.
Or let's give him a diagnosis that was missed a lot that is now something that would be diagnosed correctly at the age that he might have been.
Right. I don't know. I just felt bad for him because he was like beating himself up.
It's horrible. There's nothing he could have done. And even if he had looked into it at his age, he would have found the information supported his diagnosis.
Yep.
So because his behavior was.
Right. He was erratic. So that's what they decided.
Right. I hope that they do delve more into that and don't just let this be the end all.
I think that they will. I think we'll see him continuing to struggle and that Stella will continue to be his champion on the side.
Yeah. So, don't know which way to go.
Let's just get into it. Do you think that...
Which one, though? There's a lot of getting to.
Well, I'm going to get into the whole Sunny and who the bad person is and whatever. So,
okay.
Do you think that it's John?
I got theories. Okay, hold it.
Okay.
Yay, Selena! One of her guards turned on her. Lee, what if Morgan's coming back for revenge because he would totally kill Olivia? And his middle name is Stone. So this was all before.
Okay.
And this was before. Oh, this is when. So then that's when Lee said that he's going by the name Stone. And I was like, it's totally Morgan.
That would
because
be awesome.
At first I was thinking, so I wrote, you know, I write my notes in order. Mm-hmm. So I was like, what if it's Morgan coming back for revenge, would totally kill Olivia. And then the boss goes by Stone. And I was like, oh, it's totally Morgan. I was like, or is John using his brother's name to be dirty from the inside to kill all these mob people that he somehow blames for his brother's death, even though that had nothing to do with Stone's death?
Or is it Jagger's?
It better not be, because I swear if they wind up turning his autism into a violence thing that if they do it.
That's what I was hoping they're not doing, because I was like, Shannon,
because that is a stereotype that is.
Yeah, we don't
sometimes
need to push.
And no, I don't think that, just based on the way that he talked to Olivia about his son.
Okay.
There was a sense of pride there.
Yes.
There was a sense of giving Olivia like, hey, my son's living on his own and he's doing well.
Right.
You know, so I felt that was something that I thought about. And then I was like, no. And if I don't know how to say this well, but that's just where I'm going to kind of leave it. Because if they turn it into that, because so many people have that horrible, horrible, horrible stereotype that I will not be very happy. Or is it Stone Cold?
Yeah.
I want it to be Morgan.
I would like it to be
because
Morgan.
Because he has more of a reason. Jason absolutely does. And who was it that wrote us that beautiful note last week? I'm so sorry. I forget right off the top of my head. Absolutely loved everything about it. That Jason comes back with a negative. You know,
right.
I've done this stuff for... Morgan died because of the mob, though.
Yeah.
He has more of a reason to go after the mob.
I just don't know that he had to go after his dad.
He would go after Ava, though.
He would go after Ava. But Ava wasn't with
him. No, he wasn't. She wasn't on the...
When Curtis got shot.
Or would he? He's kind of mad. He got blown up.
True.
Maybe not to the point of actually... Maybe Sonny is just meant to be scared the way that he was raised to be scared his whole childhood. So he's just trying to scare Sonny. Curtis was an unfortunate, like maybe they actually weren't aiming at anybody. They were just shooting.
Okay.
To shoot and ricocheted, hit Curtis.
Okay, that could be.
Because I'm sorry, how did nobody get shot when they were at the island?
Right, right.
You know, it was just the two of them.
Right.
So were they just being shot at?
Okay.
To be scared?
Okay. Maybe.
Because I don't think he would take away his sibling's dad. I don't think he would do that to Avery.
Maybe he's just trying to keep it even so that no one thinks like Sonny's in on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or it's Jason going by stone cold. Oh, taking out cold.
And yeah.
He's stone. Or he is doing the literal interpretation of the way that he was crushed by stones. They did an old fashioned stoning.
Oh, geez.
No, that wasn't old fashioned. Do you know how they used to do that?
No, and I don't think I want to.
Or it was, no, not stoning. What am I thinking of? It was crushing. It was one of the ways that Giles Corey was killed in the Salem Witch Trials. Hold on. Hi. Welcome to Shannon's Nerd Time. He was pressed to death with stones for refusing to put himself on the country. And that was being allowed to put himself onto trial. So basically they put like cinder blocks on his chest to pressure him. And then they just kept adding and adding and adding until they crushed him to death. But it was a very slow and painful, and he very well knew.
Yeah, Al, no, thank you.
Yeah. So it's kind of called stoning, but not the same way that, you know, you think of stoning.
I like that, put the pressure on him.
Ha, ha, ha. I didn't mean
that. Put the pressure on him by adding more stones to put pressure on him.
Got it. I do know a lot about the Salem Witch Trials. I was going to say, I'm like, that was not random.
Mm-hmm.
To most people, it probably was. To me, I'm like, oh, no, that's Giles Corey. What? But Carly was talking so much about Morgan, which it makes sense because she read the op-ed about Olivia being killed. And I took a screenshot, tried to, because, of course, they don't show the entire article at any point where you could actually read it completely. But it says it's by Carol Cupp. Dead on Arrival was the title. But she wasn't dead on arrival.
Nope.
Because they escaped.
Right. And she got out and then they killed her.
Yeah. Authorities were left flummoxed.
Oh, my.
In the wake of the murder of imprisoned crime lord Olivia Jerome. According to the Port Charles Police Department, Jerome was being relocated. I love the fact that they actually wrote this article, by the way.
Right.
Like, they actually wrote this. It's not that whole in plurium unum or whatever that you get like on the blank website. From Pentonville to a different facility. Where was she going? We don't know. The prison van holding Jerome had been sabotaged and stopped in the middle of the road. Two guards escorting Ms. Jerome were found tied up, but unharmed. Two masked gunmen who subdued the guard when then grabbed Ms. Jerome and left with her. Minutes later, gunshots were heard. Jerome's body was found in the woods nearby. This is why I'm thinking she's not dead.
Okay.
I'm thinking that this was a plant.
Right.
That she knew these people. It was minutes later that they heard, no, you just drag her behind a tree and you shoot her if you really want her dead.
Yeah.
The PCPD was determined that Jerome was killed execution style. The PCPD has determined that Jerome was killed execution style with a gunshot to the back of the head. Sorry, I have a line through this. The PCPD has offered no information on any suspects behind the attack. Based on the sabotage of the prison van and speed of the attack, it has been surmised that Jerome's killers were specially trained. According to a representative from the police department, the attack was clearly carefully planned and executed. That does not say, no pun intended. Olivia Jerome leaves behind a dark legacy. She was briefly head of the, I'm literally reading that.
Yeah.
Head of the Jerome crime family and an organization once, I don't know what that says, terrorized Port Charles. Jerome kidnapped something Sam McCall, were pregnant at the time of something her to a bed to the car harmed. I don't know. Something alleged organized. And then it says in 2017, charged with a laundry list of crimes, including murder, attempted, cut off, blah, 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 blah. Went to the Arkham Asylum. Eventually, Ms. Jerome would be transferred, blah, 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 within the PCPD. There doesn't appear to be any connection to blah, 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 blah. This has firmly ruled out the possibility that Sonny Corinthos, blah, 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 as
I feel like that was stretching.
As a Jerome, Julian Jerome was another known figure, blah, 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 blah. And he's caught in a bridge collapse. He was cut off, blah, blah, blah. Ava Jerome is currently alive and blah, blah, blah. An active participant. I'm going to say that that says she's not an active participant in any crime. Yeah. And then this other screen doesn't.
Yeah.
It's not much better. So that is the best that I can do on that.
I'm impressed. You did good.
So, yeah. Unfortunately, fandom does not have a good write-up of Olivia Jerome, or else we would be doing, I'd be torn between which one we'd be doing this week. We'll figure that out. But so Carly's first, okay, so real quick, Carly was really, really struggling with reading that because she's like, Morgan's killer is dead.
Right.
You know, and Drew's like, okay, so go take the date. And she's like, how can I do that? This is my first issue. We're basically saying all hands on deck.
I can't be the one to leave. Yeah.
Right. But then, so her first issue of Deception went really well. It was very well received from Brooklyn and Maxie. Tracy had an issue. And then they're like, nope, Carly gave us more than we actually asked for. And Tracy's, this is the generational thing, doesn't understand how the clicks turn into sales.
I know, she's like, clicks don't mean anything. And I'm like, they literally do.
Right. And that's exactly what Brooklyn says, except for they do. People who go from Facebook or whatever go on and typically buy more than people just browsing.
Yep.
So then Carly and Drew got in an argument.
I liked it.
I liked it a lot. And he really almost said, I went to jail for you.
Yep. But she was on it. She was like, you did. You went to jail for me and I can't repay you for that. And he stepped back and was like, I mean, I did make that choice. And she's like, yeah, but realistically, you lost time with your family and things happened to you that shouldn't have and whatever. But still, at the end of the day, I can't keep living just to make Nina's life miserable.
Well, and she even said, Carly, of all people, was like, what did you do that for? Like, why didn't you just shut up? Like, we won.
Yeah, now she has a magazine or a newspaper. She's going to print all kind of whatever crap.
So Valentine bought the Invader for Nina. And if they put them back together, nope.
I don't care if they put them back together, but I hope that Valentine steps in at some point and is like, listen, Nina, yes, I wanted you to succeed. And that's why I bought this paper. But it is not your own personal vendetta.
Right. He's still a businessman at the end of the day.
Right. We can't just print every day, I hate Carly, and think that we're going to sell this newspaper and that it's going to be fine.
So he bought it from Sean Butler. So now we gave a reason for Sean to never come back. Can we quit?
I like that Alexis was like, no, I don't think that he would have sold it to you and not called me first. And I'm like, yeah, exactly.
Except for he then had a point and was like, yeah, except for it fundraises for his nonprofit and blah, 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 blah. So how about we get Sean back talking about his nonprofit, because we should have been doing that to begin with.
Yep.
But, okay, General Hospital has been on for coming up on 61 years.
Crazy.
Do you guys know how that is? Because we get invested in the characters and their families and their lives and their ongoingness and the hope that one day they come back. We have now killed Luke, Olivia Jerome. We've done away with Sean. Like, they're cutting ties with people that we're invested in.
Yeah.
That have a huge, huge fan base.
And they're not really giving us anyone else.
No. You're not going to get... How many people say that they come back to the show because so-and-so came back?
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh my gosh, what's happening? Blah, 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 blah. You know?
Right.
We are removing the generationality of the show almost.
Yeah.
It's... This isn't the real world. You don't need like a new cast every year.
Right.
This isn't Menudo. We don't just completely replace them in every 5 years. Ricky Martin was.
Yep. Yes, he was.
I was just thinking, I'm like, what's that boy band that's known for replacing everybody? Yeah. I'm not liking that they're pretty much saying, yep, Sean's just never going to come back.
Right.
He very well could, obviously. But that was the thing that still kept him tied was.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, there's still TJ and I mean, hopefully he comes back when the baby.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd hope, but
definitely.
But yeah.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board certified physicians who can prescribe FDA approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I like that Alexis tried to quit.
Yeah. She's like, I'm done.
I don't like that. I mean, I understand Gregory is thinking from the business side that, yeah, gossip does drag people in. And then you.
I think it depends on how the gossip is done. And mm-hmm. that's what we'll need to see. If it is gossip of every week, Nina trashing Carly. No, no one wants to read that. Like,
I want to know who she hired.
I want to know who she hired too. Yeah. Cause Alexis is like, obviously you've already hired whoever's handling this. So who is it? Maybe it will be someone new and interesting.
Smoltz.
Oh, unless it's that dumb lady that wrote the piece about, was just awful.
I just don't like, I mean, Nina is straight up coming in going, and this is what we're doing now.
Yeah. But if it's an advice column, like Ann Landers or something like that.
Yeah.
Then people will like that. That will be okay.
And nitpick with Nina.
She can like, there you go. She can write the first one about Carly and then move on from there.
Right. Because no one's going to care.
No.
There's only really one thing to write.
Like, how are you going to boohoo? Oh, no. This lady did this, this, and this. And now my ex-boyfriend bought a paper for me. Like,
my ex-husband.
We don't feel bad for you. Yeah. We don't feel bad for you.
And then she even said to Valentine, about how when she fell in love with Mike and she wishes they could have just stayed in Nixon Falls and Valentine's, like, that's not real.
Yeah.
Like, remember that? Hey, wake up, you know?
Right. Yep. And Sonny finally served her with divorce papers.
So they might not get together again, though, because he straight up ditched her for Laura and Robert.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't even tell her anything. It was, oh, yeah, sure. No, bye. I'm going over here now.
See ya.
But yes, Sonny had Diane serve her. And that was one of the best.
It was beautiful.
Subtle cat fight.
Yes.
It was
That was great. Because she's like, he didn't even communicate with me. And Diane's like, yeah, I tell my clients not to.
Uh-huh.
And then she's like, but he listens to his heart more than you. And she was like, yeah. Mm-hmm. And he still didn't contact you. So.
And she calls her out on all of her soft landings.
Yeah.
And she's like, but you'll be fine, Nina. Here's another soft landing. Yeah, you cannot. Mm-mm.
Mm-hmm. And then she tries to act like Diane doesn't have any kind of personal life. And Diane's like, actually, I'll be upstairs with Robert in a minute. So shut up.
Right.
She didn't quite say that. But
no,
we got the gist. Yep. We saw them walk out together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I still like them.
I like them. I don't know. They need to give them. It seems like they talk for 5 minutes and then they go to bed.
Right. Well, now that they finally made it there. Yeah.
So
it did take a while for them to.
It did.
Have dessert.
Yes. So I would just like to see more because I feel like every day we went to the Metro Court and we talked and then we went upstairs.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I mean, good for you if that's your everyday agenda, but we don't need to see quite all of that.
No. So Charlotte, first of all, why are we not doing this at the police station?
Right.
At the mayor's office, like somewhere official. But Robert lets Valentine and Laura know that Charlotte has been given 1,000 hours of community service, 3 years probation, and she has to meet with a licensed psychiatrist. I wish he had said, who's not her grandfather?
Yeah.
So could we be bringing somebody else in for that?
I would like that because Laura's like, she already does see a therapist.
No.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
Kevin is very good at what he does and he's very good at working with the people that he knows, but no.
Mm-mm.
And then that's when Valentine was saying something and Robert's very diplomatic and saying, yeah, I feel bad for your daughter. She does not deserve this. You do.
Right. Maybe it wouldn't be so rough if you had told Anna what was going on.
Right. I like how their little bromance snideness or whatever has now like Robert is straight up. This is all your fault, dude. Like this has nothing to do with it does have something to do with Anna. But exactly. Anna would never have done that.
Right.
So then
what's up with the whole love triangle of Gregory?
I
felt so bad because she's like, I'm gonna go ask someone, and then she gets there and he's just asked Alexis.
Yeah,
but like I thought it was
her
known.
Son's ex-fiance.
I thought that he knew.
Yeah,
I thought everyone knew that they were kind of sort of together because they had just kissed after skydiving.
Yeah, but that was not public.
That wasn't public, but I thought that they were like hanging out more.
See, I thought because nothing happened afterwards that that was just like an impulsive thing. And then they just moved on as friends.
Oh, okay.
Because we've not seen anything other than that. So I was like, okay, so that just happened then. Like it was the rush, you know, and then they were like, yeah, no, that was it. But no, to see them now starting to be romantically possibly. Mm-mm. I loved Brooklyn getting so excited, though, in 2 seconds, got it together, because apparently Quartermains have way more money than we're even aware of, because every single invitation is personalized. Mm-hmm. Not even just the envelope.
No.
And somehow only Tracy's did not say plus one or and guest. And Tracy got really offended by it. And then Brooklyn pulls out the sheet and is like, no, look, everybody said and guest. For some reason, yours just says no. And Brooklyn's like, why are you so upset that you can't bring a guest unless
you have someone in mind?
Yep. Or is it because they're already going to be there? It's Gregory. I thought that was really, really cute.
Yeah, I love Brooklyn. She was cute this week. She was like very supportive and happy of everyone.
Yes. Yeah, but my heart just broke for Tracy. I felt so bad. But she handled it with such grace. And then she wound up going to dinner with them. And he dropped his fork and she just very subtly gave him.
Yep. Here you go.
Yeah.
But Finn was catching on. He was like, I think I know what's going on here.
Ew, that's right. And Alexa slept with Finn.
Yeah.
And Gregory does not know that.
Right.
Ugh.
Mm-hmm.
We just love.
I was going to say, we just need Sam to hook up with both of them. And then it can be a real family affair like they like to do.
Yuck.
So can we just go on to Maxie and Spinelli then?
Oh, no, because Tracy told Maxie to sell her shares of Deception.
And no, she's not. So shut up.
Nope. And Brooklyn was super defensive of Maxie, and Maxie was super defensive of Brooklyn. And Lucy's like, what's happening here? So she asks Felicia, and Felicia's like, well, you know, they kind of shared a kid together.
Right.
In some way. So maybe they're just trying to put this stuff behind them and not be petty. And I forget what it was that she said. And Lucy got her wheels turning, and then she goes to Brooklyn and is like, so you're trying to take down your grandmother.
And why should I not tell her that?
But it's not like we've seen Maxie and Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Maxie was not happy when it came out that Brooklyn had stolen information and whatever.
Right.
But they were friends before that. This is obviously just something else that they worked through. So it's not like they were mortal enemies up until 2 weeks ago.
And they work for this company that they both have a stake in.
Right.
No matter who the owner is. Why wouldn't they be excited that they're making more money?
Right.
Like Maxie just said, my financial advisor said I'm almost back on track again. Like,
right.
Here we go. So, yeah, if we're in business together, I want the business to succeed because then we're both making money.
Right.
It doesn't mean that I'm going to give you the company or vice versa.
Right.
Let's just both make money and be happy.
So, yeah, I don't like that Lucy wants in because part of it was also to get her.
Yeah.
Before we get to them. Let's just get all of them.
All right.
So Carly went to see Dex and Joss had been there looking for all of the.
Oh, I forgot that was this week. That was like so long ago.
It was Monday, I think. Joss finally actually made sense as to why she's mad at Sunny. And the way she delivered it, it's really all in the delivery.
Mm-hmm. Right. It wasn't a whiny, I'm mad he took my toy away. It was. Right. No, listen.
Right. And she said that he can't play God with their lives just because the rest of him allow him to.
Yep.
I liked that.
Mm-hmm.
Carly was kind of like, oh, yeah, we do, don't we?
Yep.
And then Jordan told Curtis that there's been developments in the Metro Court shooting. And this is where Portia just is dumb again. Because she goes, right. Was he captured? No. Was he found? That's not a development, Jordan. That is a solved.
Right, right.
You know, a development is.
This is more information.
She would have straight up said, so we've captured somebody.
Yeah.
We have a suspect. Not there's been a development.
Right.
Jordan doesn't beat around the bush like that. Yeah, that was just. But then Curtis wants to warn Ms. Wu and Portia's like, but why?
Right. Because we were in business together, because she didn't take my business from me when she could have.
Right.
And because we're acquaintance friends, just like Sunny.
Right.
So I did like seeing Ms. Wu and Sunny working together and trying to figure out what's going on. And I did like Ava being like, but you do have someone in your corner. They're a little sparkies there. I'm not hating it like I thought I would.
Yeah. It's because it's happening, it's being built the right way where it's just like, Yeah, they're just kind of, he's right. protecting his daughter's mom.
They didn't just get drunk and fall into bed. Like, there's this, again, there's just.
They didn't fall into bed. They fell into a grave.
Well, they didn't.
Fell into the crypt.
They didn't.
That's not even a song.
Let's not make that
We're
a song.
We're not making it.
New Halloween hits by Shannon. No, they're not just getting drunk and
hooking
falling
up.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
They are actually talking and flirting and like being cute.
See, I don't even feel like they're really flirting. I feel like there's little moments that you can kind of see, but I don't feel like it's flirty. I feel like it's...
Yeah, she's not trying to flirt. It just is.
It's reassuring. It's kindness.
Yeah.
Can be kind without being flirty.
You can.
So then, yeah, he and Selena go to her garden and find Lee tied up. And that's when we find out all the stuff that we talked about earlier with the name and everything. But then they also want to use Cyrus.
Oh, yeah.
To try to speak with O'Neill. So they mic him up. They don't even mic him right on the shirt anymore. First of all, why are they not using wireless mics at this point?
Don't know.
And they taped it right on his shirt.
Yep.
Like not even completely under. I don't get it. Okay, whatever. But he goes to sit with, first of all, I don't know why I haven't started tracking how many times Cyrus misquotes the Bible.
That would be good.
I'm going to start because the Lord does not help those who help themselves. That's not in the Bible. That's a whole other thing. But that's just one of them. So he goes and sits with O'Neill. And at first I thought O'Neill was going to be like, dude, what is wrong with you? But then I remembered it's Cyrus.
Yeah.
So no one thinks that. And he's trying to get him to just, you know,
unburden yourself, my son.
And Heather Weber comes
that
in.
That was great.
And that's when John came in.
Yeah.
And it's like, you ruined my investigation, blah, blah. No.
No, we didn't. We're trying to get info for you, bro.
Did you see, though, that they literally labeled the mic audio as undercover mic in the room or something like that?
Oh, geez.
Like,
no.
It was the most blatant. I'm like, okay, whatever. So, yeah, I think that was that for everything else. But when we go to Charlie's during the day, Felicia is telling Spinelli, you know, I think it's okay if your pipes are fixed soon because Maxie's getting back on her feet. And he's like, oh, but I'm just getting the kids started in like fantasy games, you know,
right,
like the dice games or whatever. I guess it's like Dungeons and Dragons type stuff. And she's like, Bailey Lee is doing that. He's like, we play as a team. She can throw the dice. I'm like, that is so darn cute. But then Cody comes over and is like, what, Spinelli didn't tell you?
Right. Yep. They're so cute.
They
and then they see the flyer for karaoke and Spinelli's like, yeah, that was the way I like got to Maxie's heart. And so Cody sets it all up and is like, come on. And I loved that Spinelli called Cody out then and was like, you are not this selfless. Like you have.
But he is.
But he definitely is getting a side perk here. The more that you try to push me and Maxie together, the more time you get to spend with Sasha. So.
Yeah.
He didn't deny it. He's like, yeah.
So Sasha and Maxie were at Haven Bistro just
having some tea.
Talking a little bit more about how things used to be with Spinelli. And she's like, you know, someone who says 500 words when you only need 5.
Yes.
But they were just so cute. Oh, so real quick, Joss asked Spinelli for help in trying to locate Dex. Okay. Oh, and Felicia told Cody that Max sends his regards.
Yes.
Spinelli's going to figure that out and he's going to do the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going to be like, you don't get to push me and Maxie together and not have me make you tell your dad that he's your dad.
Right.
So then Cody calls Sasha and is like, so what you guys doing tonight? There's karaoke. You want to come?
Spinelli tries to leave early. He's like, no, I'm tired, blah, blah, blah. And Maxie's like, mom has the kids and I'm going to like live it up tonight. So stay and hang out.
Yeah.
Don't go home and go to bed.
The first people up are Cody and Sasha and they sing a song, Stand By You. I couldn't find who it was by or whatever.
They were cute though.
They were. Can we just let it be actual karaoke though? She can obviously sing.
Yeah.
It was obviously studio done though. But it didn't sound like so much like that with Cody.
Right.
He sounded more like he was doing karaoke. Yeah. Like being all silly and
karaoke. The majority of people who sing karaoke cannot sing. And that's what makes it fun.
But then you get the ringers like Spinelli.
Yeah.
Oh, did you miss up? I was just so happy watching him sing to her.
I did not. But I did have the look like the look that she gave him when he looked at her and said it's.
I just
all for
missed
you.
It. I didn't
I was like,
cry.
He gave me that.
And he's saying, All Comes Down to You by Tyler Blackburn. For whatever reason, the official General Hospital YouTube page has it labeled as Something in the Air Tonight, but that's not the name of the song. It is All Comes Down to You by Tyler Blackburn.
And then he gets off the stage and she's like, oh my gosh, you did so good. And he's like, well, you know, I would do anything for you. And then they talk about how he doesn't really want to move out. And she says, I would be fine if you stayed there forever. And then she's like, oh, I shouldn't have said that. And he's like, no, I would love to stay there forever. And then they end up smooching. And then she like gets overwhelmed and runs out.
And where's she going to go? Home, right. Where he's right. going to go.
Exactly. They're still avoiding each other.
Oh, I hope that they just let this happen. Like, just let it.
Yeah.
Don't.
Yeah. I mean, she has to go home and like have a cup of coffee or go sit in her bed and be like, oh my gosh. And then he has to get home right. and knock on the door and be like, hey.
Oh no, they cannot hook up the first night that they're back together.
I'm not saying they're going to hook up, but they can talk more.
They should talk more.
Smooch you some more.
How about she's sitting on the couch when he comes back?
Okay.
Having a cup of cocoa.
Okay.
Just being like, what just happened? And then he's like, I'll get some cocoa too. And we will just sit here and talk.
Okay.
Yes. No bedroom stuff for a while.
I didn't mean hook up in the bedroom.
I'm just saying they can do stuff. They can do that out in the living room.
They can do that in the living room.
Yes.
But you can have conversations in bed and not end up hooking
up. I do know this.
Okay.
But I'm just saying.
Just making sure you were aware.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. But yeah, I'm happy about it.
Yes.
They just don't screw it up. Just let it go. Just let it happen. Just let it be.
Mm-hmm. I hope that the actors are as excited as we are.
This means we get more Bradford, too.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm. Please get him out of the Walmart vest, though. Can we give him a new headshot? Like a new?
Yeah.
He's had that thing forever. But so many people, I was hardly paying attention to stuff online. And then when I was looking at the YouTube video trying to find the name of the song, so many people were commenting, wait, Spinelli sings? I'm like, yeah. I know, probably because they only just started watching recently.
Oh, yes, Spinelli.
Yeah, he does. All right. Oh, the only other thing that I had on there. So you know how like a lot of the bar items have play on word names?
Yeah.
That obviously they can't use the real name.
Right.
So an Arnold Palmer is half iced tea, half lemonade. And that's, I think it's a well-known thing, but it's definitely in Pittsburgh because he's from Latrobe.
Mm-hmm.
So like that's a very well-known thing. So I saw something on there called a Leland Palmer. And I'm like, oh, is that another famous person or are they just making that up? It is another famous person. And it's also a drink.
Oh,
right. So the Leland Palmer. Oh, why didn't I make this?
I was just going to
ask. We actually have the stuff. Hold it. It's made with, oh, I don't have tea made right now.
Oh, darn.
But it's according to i8oklahoma.com. Okay, so this will be funny. Anyone else get real sick of the stories behind things, like recipes and everything? Yeah. Did I share it with you or did I just share it on Facebook and it said something about, hold on, I have to find this now because I think I shared it on Facebook. I saw a meme thing the other day that says, one day I'm going to write a book about a recipe blogger that confesses to murder in every single recipe on their website. But they never get caught because no one reads the 12 pages of text before a recipe. That's where we are. So the Leland Palmer is half a cup of honey, half a cup of hot water, 3 cups unsweetened iced tea, 3/4 cups gin.
Woo!
I think we're making a pitcher of this stuff.
Okay.
3/4 cups limoncello, 3/4 cup freshly squeezed lemon juice, 1/2 cup of grapefruit. I have lemons and grapefruits.
Mm-hmm.
Man, and I have club soda. Ice for serving. You mix the honey in hot water, stirring until the honey dissolves, and shove that in the fridge. That is exactly what the recipe says. Squeeze the lemons, squeeze them hard. Okay, I might like this one. I might want to read this story. Once the honey mixture is cold, mix it with the tea, gin, limoncello, lemon, and grapefruit juice. Dump in the club soda and stir it up. Put some ice in a cup and pour the drink. And why do I have to explain this to you? You've prepared a beverage before. And this was not the first one. Oh my gosh, I love this, guys.
That's funny.
Picture. Okay, so I am now obsessed with i8oklahoma.com. But it's not even the first recipe that popped up. I don't know why. I just picked that one. But yeah, so it's kind of, I guess, like an Arnold Palmer.
Huh. Yeah, we'll have to try it now. Add it to the cookbook.
There we go. Oh, but hold it. Who is Leland Palmer? That was the thing I was looking for.
Oh, I just cared about the drink. Sorry.
No, I know. He is the fictional character from Twin Peaks. Oh, hold it. What day was that on? Hold on. Twin Peaks Day was this week. If they did that, It's February 24th. That was yesterday. That was Saturday. Were we only in Charlie's on Friday?
I think so. Thursday, Friday?
If they seriously knew.
Shannon's so excited right now.
Oh my gosh. Is that what they did? Hmm. But also there was an actress named Leland Palmer that was born June 16, 1948 in Port Washington, New York. So is it named after her? Who is Leland Palmer drink named for? There is a Laura Palmer.
Oh my. We're going to have a whole
I'm going to start a Twin bar. Peaks podcast.
Whole menu of drink.
Yeah, it doesn't say. Wait, hold it. Does this dude I ate? Most of us probably know that Arnold Palmer is a cross between iced tea popularized by golf. But what was Arnold anti-alcohol? It was never quite figured. Oh my gosh, it is Leland Palmer. Fans of Twin Peaks might remember.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. Okay. That is a genius Easter egg if that's why they did it.
That was genius.
I'm sorry.
Nobody but Shannon saw it.
If you can please do something for Rex Manning Day, if you go on, just go on YouTube. He made a cult classic cocktail last year with aviation gin. Please do it.
Okay.
Okay. I have so many issues.
Woo!
Reality check.
So how was your week?
Into reality check. My week was boring. Yeah, there was nothing excited during the week. But yesterday was Girl Scout cookie delivery.
Excuse me.
So I get, did you order from Madeline's?
Yes.
Okay. I don't pay attention. So sure, I'll have them. I'll drop them off tomorrow.
This is not acceptable.
I did not sort them yesterday. And you know that.
I don't know what time you picked them up.
Oh, we picked them up super early. We've got them. They were in our possession by 8:30.
Wow.
And then we went and sorted them. And
you just said
you,
that you didn't sort them.
I didn't sort them. But let me tell you that it snowed. It only snowed from 8:30 until 9:45 because those were the times I was outside picking up cookies and sorting them for the other parents to come. And the second that we were done delivering the cookies, like our parents pull up, here you go, sign your slip, here's your cookies, bye, see ya.
Mm-hmm.
The second we were done, the snow stopped. Like my hoodie was covered in snow. Aww. Like you could go like this and like take chunks
dust
of snow
off.
Yes, covered in snow, but it only snowed for those couple minutes. Anyway, so yeah, I have to sort cookies and get those delivered in the next day or two. But I did
two
not
thin finish. Mints, one Samoas, and one Adventurefuls. Thank you.
I'm sure I have that listed on my site. And then we went with Girl Scouts later in the day and toured Millie's Ice Cream.
Yes.
And
my daughter's done that with her social group.
Yes. So it was neat. It's in Homestead.
Oh, so you went to that one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like the actual factory.
Mm-hmm.
So we went there and they showed us how they make their delicious ice cream.
Cool.
And how they use cows from a local dairy farmer. And they use local Turner's cream for their cream. And they were showing us how they flavor things. And so they showed us this little thing of like pink dust. And they were like, we don't use any food dyes, like artificial food dyes. Does anyone know what this is? And everyone's like, you know, making whatever guesses. And they were like, it's beets. And the girls were like, what? And they're like, you just put a little bit in to add color.
Yeah.
Like you don't taste it or whatever. So that was neat. And I wish I would have got a picture because they taught the girls how to like get the smell without like shoving their nose in it,
yeah.
Like wave their hand over it to like wave it into the air. And so it was so cute seeing Madeline like hold it and just like, you know,
aww.
She's a professional chef, like waving the smell to her. So that was adorable. And then you get to taste a couple flavors and then they let you pick a pint to take home. So,
oh.
Yeah.
So my daughter's only done the one in Lawrenceville. I can't remember if that was the original one, like the original location. They now have like so many locations.
That may but have I know, been the original. They told us the history of it.
Yeah.
And I did not 100%.
They have one now in Murraysville too.
Yes.
Yeah. So they have, but I guess they change their flavors every week.
So they have like core flavors that they always have. And then they have special flavors. Like right now, because it's getting into spring, their special flavor is lilac, which I think that is very odd, but apparently it's a fan favorite.
Does it smell like lilac?
I did not smell it, but
that's my favorite blossom. Like that's my favorite scent.
Well, maybe you would enjoy eating some lilac ice cream then.
I do like lavender.
So there you go.
Mrs. Meyer's lilac scent is out now for those who are like me that hoard it every year because it sells out so quickly. I seriously buy so much.
So weird.
It smells so good. Lilacs are my favorite.
Yeah. So it was It was neat to tour it. And of course, ice cream is yummy. And then we ended up at Target because Megan was supposed to pick her up. She was going to her dad's overnight.
Ended up at Target.
Because Megan was supposed to pick her up. And then Megan was running late because she was asked to take her dad's girlfriend's kids with her. So we ended up at Target to kill time. And that's never a good idea.
That's why I was saying, I'm like, yeah, you ended up at Target.
Don't go to Target to kill time. I'm like, we'll just walk around. Yeah. Sure. $80 later.
It's impressive. It's like double digits.
We did some like really good clearance stuff. If you need just like odds and ends stuff, go and check it out. I got Madeline a pair of mom jeans because she got a pair to start the school.
Speaking of which, Joss was rocking those this week.
She was.
I saw that. I'm like, I am so jealous of you.
I don't really like the mom jeans. Madeline's
they look
are like
great
the,
on her though.
The like stonewashed ones.
Yeah.
And she got a pair to start the year and she loves them. We make fun of her every time she wears them, but she loves them. But she was getting a little too big for them, or they were getting, yeah, she was getting too big for the pants. So we got the next size up and they were on clearance for $10.
Nice.
And then we got 6-pack of socks on clearance for $2.
Oh.
And I love getting
nice.
Socks.
Yes. Yes.
So I bought this.
I was
going to
say, like, we both always have like more fun socks than just regular.
This is a pair of them. And I bought 2 sets so that her and I can matchy. So
cute.
Yeah. So yeah, that was my exciting. That was like really the only day I did anything was yesterday. So the rest of the week I was home saying I was going to clean, but I didn't.
It's okay. It's not spring cleaning yet. That's a month away.
Okay, good. So what'd you do this week?
Was Monday President's Day? Yeah, because my daughter didn't have school. So
yeah, because we talked about this last week where you were telling me my kid was off school and I was like, no, she's not.
Well, you were like, are they? I was like, I don't know. Mine is. Does yours?
Mine was not.
So we took my aunt to Eaton Park. Well, we took Auntie Erica. Okay, that's right. She's been on the show because she's like, you guys put fries on a salad?
What?
Salad. It's apparently not a thing with most people that like most areas. It's a Pittsburgh thing. That's why it's a Pittsburgh steak salad.
No idea.
Yeah. Guys, we put fries on everything. So we took her to Eaton Park Tuesday. Oh, I worked out 3 times this week. I was so proud of myself.
Woo-hoo!
But then so last Saturday, I've been working on this listing since September. We finally listed it on Saturday night. Sunday, we had 10 or 11 showings. We had 10 or 11 showings scheduled for Monday. We already, by the end of Sunday, had 2 or 3 offers. I think it was only 2, but a lot of interest. And so the seller was like, all right, well, we already have showings scheduled Monday. And then there was like 5 or 6 for Tuesday and then 5 or 6 for Wednesday. I was like, well, let's just schedule for noon on Thursday. All offers have to be in.
Yeah.
We ended 4 days with 34 showings and 14 offers.
Holy cow.
9 of them were at or over asking.
Wow.
Yeah. Thursday was a long day because I thoroughly prepare presenting all the offers.
Right.
And it was so hard because some sellers just go price, highest price, give me the price, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And that's fine. But there are a lot of other things that can go into making an offer a better offer than not necessarily just price.
Mm-hmm.
So we really dive deep into like 3 that it was, okay, well, what if this? Well, what if this? And it wasn't the overthinking this. It was,
yeah, you got to figure out what
you
the best
really
deal
do.
Is.
And so they did. But I'm just like, 14 offers. Wow. That's the most that I've had on a property since 2021.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, I was insane.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun. It was insane. And then I got 2 things of bad news. So Friday stunk. And then I went to bed early because I didn't sleep Thursday night. And then, yesterday, friends of mine happened to be in town because of a funeral. And they're like, so we're thinking about moving back. Can we go see this house?
Oh, neat.
I'm like, okay. Yeah, kind of just did stuff, you know, just I'm almost done with my taxes. Yay, go me. Trying to have them done before I leave. I usually normally have them done by now, so I'm mad at myself, but that's it. I'm boring.
That's okay. Boring's good sometimes.
I nerd out over call signs,
and
witch trials, and Twin Peaks.
Got it.
I've only watched Twin Peaks once, I think the whole way through. That's why I didn't remember that guy's name until I Googled it. Because I thought it was an actress.
Nope.
That's just genius, though. Well, another dork friend posted that yesterday was Twin Peaks Day. And that's why I was like, wait a second. This all makes sense. Mm-mm. So yeah, join us on Thursday as we nerd out over Maxie and Spinelli.
I'm so excited.
Me too.
Have a good week.
And we'll meet you at the pier.
Bye.
Bye.
If you enjoyed today's show, we invite you to go to pier54podcast.com to subscribe on your favorite platform. Don't forget to leave us a review.
And you can also follow us on many social media channels. Just search for Pier 54 Podcast. Also, we are not perfect, so if there is something that we missed or messed up, just let us know by emailing us at pier54podcast@gmail.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.